I'm sipping.
This is Sippin' with Sammy. I am Mr. Flash, the only, the one and only Sippin' with Sammy, Sam Malone, Barstool Rug. If you ain't sipping with Sammy, you ain't sipping right. Please get your fucking life together.
Yup! And we in here, man. Happy hour, happy hour, happy Thursday. Salute to everybody that's tapped in. Like, comment, subscribe, share, tell somebody that we here. We appreciate that. It's another beautiful day in the neighborhood, man. It's a great day. Sure. Y'all hear me say often that I've been working towards certain interviews for a long time. Well, this is like 10 years plus in the making.
Facts.
So this is a little longer than the usual interview. You know what I'm saying? That we've been waiting to have a real grown man conversation together and catch up. So without further ado, my guy, Earn De Niro.
Yo, what's the word?
How you feeling, bro?
Man, I can't lie, making it out here, like, I feel great, man. Like,
yeah.
Just this, being out here, the city.
Yeah.
Had to go stop getting on me a little cheesesteak, you know, a little cliche, though.
Uh-huh.
But, yeah, man.
No, you got to do the thing. When in Rome, you know what I'm saying?
I'm a Roman, so.
Yeah, when we go to New Orleans, we eating all of New Orleans shit.
Yeah, like, that's
it
a
is
fact.
What it is. It is what it is.
Yeah.
Well, you look like you on vacation. Nigga went from New York to Philly.
I mean,
life is good.
The name Earn, I'm saying every day always real nigga, but it's always Island Hoppy E, so.
How many damn acronyms you got?
I got a lot.
What's the one for the last campaign? Because I needed a shirt. I want the
listen, and I couldn't get it, man.
I needed the merch from that.
I do
you
have
a
you,
nice
though.
Little joint on there.
Experienced that running narcotics. So once again, the name is Earn.
Uh-huh.
It starts off every day always real, nigga. That's my real acronym. Mm-hmm. But the album itself is another acronym for Earn. Experienced mm-hmm. that running narcotics. And that's where you get the whole picture, the Medellin background. Because mm-hmm. That was
heavy.
I was traveling a lot. And I'm
like,
still
I need
doing
a shirt or poster or something.
Yo, nah, you definitely.
That was a look.
Just due to time, I had to make it out here. Like, I just got off of work and stuff.
Listen, man, we're going to see each other again. I got an address. We can ship shit. We figure it out.
I got enough shirts, enough mm-hmm. merch coming out from that project and also the new project. It's always about merch and branding. So.
Absolutely. So let's start from the beginning, man. Ironically, right? Mm-hmm. When I got to Morgan State, there was a bunch of older Philly dudes and it was a bunch of older New York dudes, Head and all of them, Niece and all of them, right?
Yeah.
So they was going home. Yo, my young Philly boy. My Philly boy. This Philly kid is crazy. Right? Y'all come on the scene after us. And now I'm running to Philly like, yo, these little New York niggas is wild, yo. And they deep like us. Like, it's a lot of them. And half of them look like Fab.
That was an interesting, yo, fashion era. Very interesting.
But y'all was really like cool. And it was mad of y'all. And I know it's always cliques within cliques. Like some people already knew each other. Some people melted together. And,
mm-hmm.
But it was like y'all was carrying it. And I always respected y'all. So let's just start there first and foremost. And you was one of my favorites because you was funny. You used to be with the shits.
Yeah, I'm always with the shits. That's just what it is. For good or bad, man. I'm glad we here, man. I'm going to just sip to that.
Because
we here.
Yeah.
To tell a story because mm-hmm. a lot of people don't have the same opportunities. So
absolutely, something that we was there with, man, on some real shit. But like one thing for sure, two things for certain, I always appreciated how you carried yourself as a young man. You know what I mean?
Appreciate it because you was holding it down on the court, so that was trash. Now I could give him a run for the money. Back
now
then,
I'm
I wasn't. He was all over the court looking like Rajon Rondo in a bubble, though. In a bubble, low with the mid-range. So
I be trying to tell them, man. They think I'm capping, man.
But nah, just the way you held yourself, even when like it was times I got hot around you and like all your. Like Philly is a dope city, and just to see that there was other places outside of New York that held it down.
Yeah,
it's the first time I really got to understand the world bigger than New York.
Yeah, I learned a lot from being in Maryland, bro. Like I learned that we just assholes by default because we from Philly. Like I didn't know we was that bad, bro. People be speaking, you be looking at it like, "Fuck you speaking for?" Like, yo, that's not cool.
Yeah,
yo.
I got it like us.
We horrible, yo. I had to grow out of that shit. I tried to change.
Short attention span, short like,
yeah.
It's over. Short fuse. Get out of my way. I gotta go somewhere.
Yeah, but y'all was walkers. You motherfuckers. Nigga would have an apartment 3 miles from school and be like, y'all walk every day.
Now, you know what it is? Like, growing up in New York, you either got to bus or train, you feel me? So, anything and parking is crazy, too. Like, I hate driving out there.
Right.
Not in New York. So, walking, yeah, I'm going to walk those 3 blocks. Like, car for 5 blocks. Yo, work is 2 miles away with a bus. First mm-hmm. time at Morgan trying to take the bus. Yo, I was late 3 hours thinking I could make it.
Yeah, I got hit like that before. Two out there, bro. I ran to the bus to get to the mall, left the mall, and stood at the bus stop for 4 hours. Like, what the fuck is going on? Yo. We at the mall.
Yeah, like, this is where people come to.
Yeah, I was. And I'm standing out there like that's cool.
Yo. Shout out
to in the way.
Shell shocked, yeah. So, yeah, we like to walk. Shout out to New York, man.
No, man. But on to the acronym EARN. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You've been out here moving around a lot. You had some looks. This is what happened, too. I see you put the project out. Mm-hmm. You start moving and shaking. You start running. I'm like, link up. You're like, I definitely got to get with you, my G. And then after that, it's like it kind of spiraled. Like you just was busy.
Yeah.
So what happened?
So
where did the momentum start?
I like that, man. Last year, top of the year, man, I just dropped the album. I've been working on it. Like, it take me a long time. Not a long time, but I'm a perfectionist, so I have songs that's on there for, like, made 2 years ago and songs I made, like, a week or two right before.
Mm-hmm,
you
mm-hmm.
feel me? I needed to I be a certain vibe, and the way when it was right, I just dropped it.
Right.
I had a group as well mm-hmm. at a time, and we dropped the album, like, 4 months after that. Like, it was just nonstop.
That makes sense.
So I couldn't just focus on the album, and I wasn't trying to be selfish because that's one thing that I've learned is a gift and a curse.
Yeah,
me giving other people their due space or giving them what they think they deserve
when
it's really my time.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So went through that. Life stuff happened. Me and the group is no longer together. And at the same time, I was still moving. Shout out to Smith, man. Talk is cheap. And he just had me moving around with a lot of different DJs in New York, even in Atlanta. Different bloggers and networks and brands. And I'm still moving. I'm still
he a bad motherfucker because he had you around. Like I be paying. I know what work looks like. Yeah. Like with everybody you follow is in the industry,
mm-hmm.
you can tell it's easy to gauge who moving and who ain't. Type shit. You see what I'm saying? And that's why lesson for y'all. I never take it personal when we say yo, we gonna link up, we gonna do this thing, and it take a while because just like you said, your project ran into another project, which kind of blurs the promo run. You just still running on promo. And then life happens. And now we here today and it's a beautiful day. So like it ain't no love lost in that. But people don't get that. They mm-hmm. don't understand. Like
when you run in this independent game, you feel me? And the way I do it, I'm not just going out just dropping mixtapes. Like I'm giving you artwork behind it. Well, artwork meaning the videos. I'm not just on a block. Like I'm going somewhere. I'm investing in the scenery for y'all to kind of give y'all that whole
Leonardo
DiCaprio because I paint pictures with words type shit.
Investing in scenery. I like it.
So It blends. It needed to happen. And when I drop this next EP, I'm gonna hit y'all with the same type of visuals campaign, but just more focused.
What's the difference between the two EPs?
Now,
because you sent me a couple vibes.
I did. So right now, I don't even got a name for this, but it's gonna drop in September, end of September. That's just the way I am. It transforms. But matter of fact, I do know it. Part of me. Shout out to Zilly 900. My man from my block, north side of the Bronx.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Easy 900. Earn Zilly. Shit is easy. And then
right.
Easy 9. Yeah, we got 9 tracks, and that's it.
No, that's going to be hard. That's a vibe.
And he produced Respect Is Earned off the album.
Word. Salute to him.
So y'all heard the vibes already.
Salute to him. Now, I'm sitting here. I'm looking at you. I'm noticing we got the same kind of tattoo on the same fucking arm. That's kind of crazy. But
yeah, it started as one thing. It ain't finished, but this means a lot. Loyalty Lane and Success Street, because that's where I was gonna paint my whole block. I'm a definitely own something, and I'm working on that. Owned a couple properties, sold them, but
yeah, we all been through it.
Yeah, now yeah, it's yeah. time to really keep it and do it the right way. That's why I had to take a step back from the music.
I took a loss, not mm-hmm. a loss. Like it looked like a profit at the time, mm-hmm. and then they changed the name of the neighborhood like a year later, and I was like, "Shit, we should have held it for 2 more years."
Damn, yo,
you know how that go? You we know, they be doing it out been, your way. They be so bro and all of this shit.
Yo, that and the so bro is the funniest right now. Because people like, I hear people like, yo, I would get an apartment over there. I'm like, you know, like across the street is still Melrose. Like, I know the set's over there. Like,
yeah, like you can't get certain kind of food on your side of the street. You go ahead and cross the street.
That's crazy. Yeah, they're gonna build a Whole Foods or something.
It's gonna be there soon enough, right?
Soon enough, but
no, like I literally missed one of them opportunity type shit. Like, damn, that's what y'all calling it now? And we just let it go. Damn it. But it's cool because you learn.
You live and you learn. So
now you get to communicate with the business people and the real estate people and the people in the city hall and shit like that know what's about to happen before it happens. And then you make better decisions later.
Not everybody's going to do it like that. Everybody don't take their loss and turn them into lessons. You feel me? People would have gotten upset, but...
Well, we got it the wrong way anyway. Yeah. So, any private was good private. We already burned it down. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, facts.
But it was one of them things where, like, no, every time it's going to be better. It has to be better. I can't...
Yeah.
It's just like your layup or anything else. Like, I'm not going to spend time and invest the energy and all of this into something and it's not going to show results.
That's a fact. That's a fact. You have to perfect your craft. So, repetition.
Repetition. Same with you. Like, I mean, we both do music.
Mm-hmm.
We both know for a whole lot of other shit besides music.
Yeah.
Soon as a motherfucker drop a new project, motherfucker's like, damn, I didn't even know you did music. And you got so many people that do. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's a vibe. That's not who I am outside. Like, it's just that I make music. Like, I am a leader, a cultural leader in my neighborhood and for everybody outside my neighborhood. Because black people just need more positive influences and then positive people vibrating on their soul and on their struggles. So that's just what I do.
So how do you hold yourself accountable as a cultural leader? What does that look like?
What does it look like? It looks like, first and foremost, like, I give to my community, like, I risk my life to for my living, my mm-hmm. earning, you understand me? So, like, I'm a fireman out in New York.
Mm-hmm.
So when it comes to that, and before that, I was working with the youth, like, I was... after school counselor to like program coordinator for a nonprofit in Harlem.
And
that nonprofit deals with just a lot of people. I was basketball coaching, I was a fitness instructor. Like, it was a lot that even now.
You was a let me talk to you for a minute real quick. I gotta get this off my chest.
I always had that and in my neighborhood as well. Like, so man, I ain't nobody special, but I am somebody special because I see it.
You a grown black man. You've had a lot of life experiences, and you're knowledgeable about, one, what's missing, two, what's possible. You see what I'm saying?
That's what I mean.
And you aware and you in tune.
Yeah.
So at that point, you have a responsibility. So it ain't about how special you are as the person before that. It's about how special the things that you're able to do because of that make you.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? None of this shit is certificates and plaques and shit. Like, this is how people receive what I've given to the community.
Yeah.
It's not why I did it.
Not facts.
You see what I'm saying? I did it because I know that even on your block, it might be 8 to 20 kids that look up to you because you're the cool guy that dressed decent and got the car or the girl or whatever have you. Or because you speak to them.
Mm-hmm.
So now after a couple months of speaking to them, you can tell them something.
Recognition is everything, man.
You see what I'm saying? So when you affect a nonprofit or you recreation running and all of that type of things, You have an opportunity and a responsibility, if you want to take it, to affect a lot of people that'll always remember the cool guy, Mr. Earn.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, Mr. Earn ain't going nowhere.
But that's what it
Something happened to Mr. Earn, Facebook's is going to blow up 20 and under. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. That's a blessing. That's a blessing. Yeah. So salute to you for that. I appreciate that.
Nah, I appreciate that, man. I mean, I appreciate the youth. I appreciate the people around me just kept keeping me honest, like, and even my circle, as small or as big as it can be at times, is just always the right people around me giving me the right influences or being hard on me, pause, when I need it.
So, we's in school together. You graduated?
Then not. I came back to New York, tried it again.
Uh-huh.
It ain't happened.
It ain't happened?
It ain't happened.
So, what was the transition like? Before you get into the nonprofits and all of that, because I remember I had a homegirl that used to call me Kanye.
Yeah.
And it was about a month before she said, you know, I call you that, right? I'm like, why? She's like, you a college dropout. And I'm like, bitch,
That's crazy.
And that was the homie.
That's crazy.
You know what I'm saying? Mind you, I had a pocket full of money, but it hurt.
Yeah. Because it's like, I ain't come out here for that.
You know what I'm saying? But like, how was that for you? Like, how was your mind state? And what was your decision making? Because it's nothing slow about either one of us.
Facts.
You see what I'm saying? So it's like, I'm going to go do something. But what was your idea?
So for Morgan, yo, I ain't really have an idea, but I knew I was going to rap. And that's what I did. I went back home and I went into some of the realest lyricist lounges in the cities, like downtown, LES, moving around, Brooklyn. I was going to studios from, like, pause, the 4 train is long, so like from one end of the 4 train in the Bronx to like the end of the 4 train in Brooklyn just to go record, like that's 2 hours. That's if there's no train construction or nothing like that.
Right.
Like, no, this is what I was doing. I knew I was going to be a rapper. Like, my pops, rest in peace, was on some, like, I could have sent you to music school. Like,
yeah,
we not going to pay that.
We could have bought some shit, set it up.
We could have really did this. Yeah. So when I came back, I was on music. I knew I had to go to school somehow, so I went to BMCC, and that had me in tune with a lot of other people in the city. Not on the music, because I was just on, like, building my name still. Like, I was still, what, 20?
Yeah.
So I was really in the streets still. I was back to, like, nah, I'm rapping about it. Nah, and my homies is going through. I'm in it now. We all in it.
Yeah, I went through a similar thing. I came home. Everybody was outside that was home. You know what I'm saying? Same dudes I was with on Thanksgiving break, Christmas break, whatever. In the car for a couple weeks together. Now, it's every day.
Yeah.
Eventually, that rolled over into what it rolled over into until I was able to put myself in a position to bust another move. But, like, a lot happened in that span.
What saved me, man, was having some kind of legitimate job. The job ain't pay nothing, but it was that nonprofit. You feel me? Because it was times, like, bro, I dodged a lot of crazy little four-letter cases. Like, I was just trying to get away from shit. Mm-hmm. Not get away from shit. I was in the mix. It was just that for certain hours, I wasn't around. And that shit kind of saved me, like, my responsibilities I had. Not even knowing at the time.
My whole life, I told people, one thing that a job does, even if you want to be in the streets, a job regulates your hustle. These motherfuckers see the same motherfuckers busting corners all day. You don't have no on or off switch to what you're doing at all. You're not resting because there's no priority in any of these hours. Mm-hmm. They're all the same. So a gig will literally save you, like, yeah, on some real shit. Perfect. And it gives you something, like, if you really doing what you're supposed to be doing, then you should be stacking like you in the army because you ain't got to touch nothing.
But that was the thing with hustling, so I can't even hold you. Like, it was runs. I was thinking about this on the way over here. Like, it be runs to this shit. Like, I was never that consistent where I could sit there and say I had, like, 150,000 off just straight hustling. But it was runs. I made a couple thou here, a couple thou here.
I would run up as much as I can. And when I felt some type of way about something, I would fall back. You see what I'm saying? When I would fall back, I would have a nice little cushion. And then I get to the point where I get frustrated trying to find something, and I'd be back in it because there's no need that it should take this long to find something. Fact. And then, like, I just had to break that cycle, bro, because my phone was still my phone. It's like, I can't call you for something small.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know who to, like, you want, I don't. Who I'm supposed to call? Like, go to a Chinese store and risk your life. Like, I don't know who to call.
Yeah, fact.
So at that point, I might as well get it. Then I'm back outside. Like, yeah. So, yeah, you know, it is a thing, though. But one thing about it, though, similar to your story, too, because I don't want to talk too much about that, is I had a couple motherfuckers. Shout out to Driz. Driz is a capo from Morgan.
Okay.
I knew him before he went out there, whatever. He's OG from around my way. Him and his homie started taking me to the studio. And just like CJ used to take me out of Baltimore,
yeah,
they started taking me, and I would go with them. And then I started feeling like I wanted to do it. So I, like, bounced around at every studio in the city. Like, sat in on sessions, booked time at joints, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Whatever made sense. Wound up right back where they took me to the first place.
Fire.
Then last couple years, I've been recording with another producer at his spot. Mm-hmm. But up until anything outside of that, I'm still usually at the same place they took me to.
Yeah.
But it's been a
drop a project here, drop a project there, do 1,000 features.
Yeah, that's
hear about 13 of them.
Feature time.
You know what I'm saying? And all of that. And then in between jumping on and off of stages, I wound up doing pretty much most of the city circuit. I've been in Brooklyn a couple times. Okay. I've recorded at Rough Rider Studio. I recorded the projects in Yonkers. I shot videos in Mount Vernon. Like, I moved around. You know what I'm saying?
Facts.
And then media hit. And it was like, damn, everything coming to me now.
Listen.
You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Even though we move with the program, but it's like, this is a good platform now.
Yeah.
Like, now in the same way I was going to Brooklyn to be on somebody's platform.
It was always a good platform, though. Shout out to you for
appreciate
that.
Appreciate that, man. We can get that to us.
That's like, I seen it since the beginning. Like, nah, he's working. And I see the numbers, and I'm like, nah, it's working. Like,
yeah, you got to. It's a figuring process. And at the end of the day, like you said, we're special in our own way, but there's nothing that we're doing that somebody else with talent and drive can't do.
That's a fact.
But one thing that I hold myself to is I need to have the highest quality and the most consistency that I can provide at my level.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And that's all I can control.
At my level.
At my level. Because that increases, just like studio equipment.
That's a fact. It's like when you keep doing push-ups, you should get a little brocky. You feel me? So?
But it's funny. We basically went home and did the same shit.
It's just like, and this is what I learned, man. And this is one of my goals in life, too, because I don't think our young brothers understand this struggle ain't just your struggle, yo.
Right.
Like, it's the same way it is in New York and L.A. and Philly. Then when you go out to Rio de Janeiro, or you going out to like the other side of Aruba, that you think it's always beaches and peaches and cream. Like, nah, it's a lot of different struggles, and they keep us.
I've been to Aruba a few times, so yeah, I've been all over that little island.
They keep us segregated beyond color.
Yeah, because it's color, it's class, it's so many levels to it, layers to it.
So my gift to the world will be to try to just make sure everybody understands that we in it together, regardless what we speak, the language we speak, because the way you see the way the world's shaping with the power of the dollar and all of that stuff, mm-hmm. is they're going to put different countries like Africa against us.
Mm-hmm.
We could stop everything. We could change the world without a bullet flying.
You know what's crazy about that? I always say hip hop and our culture doesn't get enough credit for uniting a lot of the world. Like, a lot of racism, a lot of people put their shoulders down and started understanding other motherfuckers. A lot of white kids have taught to black kids, and Asian kids have taught to black kids that wouldn't before because they understand they get them.
Shout out my man B Tenant from the Netherlands, because that's really how it goes. And my guy Muse from out there too, man.
I need somebody to testify on that.
Because it's everywhere. My other guy, I met out from Japan, he was just in just living in New York because he wanted to soak the culture up. Like,
yeah, that's vicious.
This is...
He's dope. I like that.
We control this world. And if you don't realize who you are, we will never get to what we really want.
Mm-hmm.
I realize it.
Mm-hmm.
I realize it. So that's what I put it in my raps. We'll get to it. Just keep paying attention to the stories, man.
It's crazy because you just named folks from all over the place. And how do you meet all these people? Is it through the music?
It could just be a vibe. Like, how I met Smitty wasn't through music. I saw him walking through the street. Somebody told me about him. I seen him on, like, the gram. And he was just walking up, like, yo, yeah, who? Like, it just be an energy. Mm-hmm. I don't talk to everybody. I'm not the most friendly person.
So when you approach Smitty, like, yo, you the ball.
Like, you look, fan. Like, you feel like, yeah. I'm like, yo, I don't mean to stop you, but I like what you're doing because he put artists in certain positions.
Okay.
You feel me? You got to be about your shit. Everybody talk about they rap. Everybody ain't about that bag at the end of the day, man.
I preach it.
You're not going to get on just because of your talent. Somebody going to have to put that bag behind you. So if you a man, you're going to put your own bread up. Somebody else going to put it up for you. I'm putting my own bread up.
Yeah. So you just approached him like, yo, I like what you're doing out here. Can I get your information?
We got the gram going. You got the gram
Follow
going.
Me on the gram.
He put me on his gram same day. So that weekend, Love, I was like, yo.
Shout out to Smitty.
Shout out to Smitty. So now this is when I had my album and I had the Brotherhood album, Be Safe, just drop. Mm-hmm. And nah, I need everybody back on my, I had to switch my gram and all that because a little promo thing. But shout out to that because that video didn't drop and it doesn't need to drop. And shout out to The Reason and y'all know why. So that's how I'm going to say that. If y'all know Earn, y'all know why.
That's
so
funny.
It was just a lot going on. I had to break it down. And moving with the music, people was tagging him.
Mm-hmm.
And he understood. I had like 100 people tag him. I was having posts. Yo, tag Smitty. I needed everybody to tag Smitty. Tag him, tag him, tag him, tag him, tag him. I annoyed him for the weekend.
What Charlamagne say, used to say, you got to be Khaled levels of annoying to get what you want sometime, bro. Especially if you ain't a bum. If you nice, you know what I'm saying? Like, what we doing? Like, let's figure it out.
And this is what it was.
So that too cool shit ain't going to get it. And that's what you basically saying.
Yeah, I wasn't too cool. Nah, I need the work. And this is how I treat my brand.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I have pull with it because at any time, I could pull up with 50 people. And if that's the right
thing. That's valuable. Yeah, that's valuable. Yeah. That's valuable as hell.
For my listening party, it was like 50, 60 people. In there. And it wasn't like I told you how I made it. It was spontaneous, kind of, sort of. 3 weeks out, just promo that week of.
Right. And said, pull up, and it came. It's important. And everybody enjoyed it, so.
Everybody, shout out to Bella Cakes for the food, man. Shout out to Bella Cakes. Shout out Spiller ENT for helping me put it together as well. Zone 6 Studios in the Bronx. It was good energy, and that energy gonna keep on going. So let's see what happens end of September, October, man. I'm definitely coming out the Morgan, man. I got some promo things to do.
So you gonna be at Homecoming?
Yeah, I'm gonna pull up to either Baltimore or DC. But if it's the same weekend, then you know I'll just.
Yeah, because sometimes Howard is the same weekend as Morgan's. Right? Yeah. That's what he's saying for y'all. That's not even know.
Yeah, I pull a Saturday, Sunday, but now I'm going out there. I got to do something in Maryland, man. Touch the East Coast once again.
Let me know when you definitely doing Morgan, and I'll make sure that I'm out there. If it's homecoming, it's homecoming. If you figure out another time, figure something out, I'll pull up, and I might set up something.
Gotcha.
But try to get you a tailgate spot or collab with somebody with a tailgate spot if you do the homecoming
shit. And this makes sense. This is the part where we're at.
Yeah, I'm saying, which is
a luxury that I thank God every day for.
Right.
Because, yeah, definitely.
But I appreciate you breaking down what you just said because I try to explain this shit to people all the time. I'm from Philly.
Mm-hmm.
The whole city feel like Brooklyn. Like, ain't nobody fucking with me. You know what I mean? No matter what neighborhood you from, that's how niggas give it up. And then if you in a city where everybody at MC, everybody grandma get busy.
Facts.
And y'all know that about Philly.
Nah, Philly flow.
You know what I'm saying?
Philly spit is just.
So if you think you elite, you got another chip on your shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what all them chips get you? Under a pile of fucking bricks in the corner somewhere. Because all the niggas that ain't got a chip is in the middle networking and standing front stage saluting each other when they doing their thing and introducing each other to people. And
make noise when it's time to make noise.
And acknowledging people that they might not have ever acknowledged before because, mm-hmm. You the boy, I see what you've been doing. That's what you just broke down. And I think it's so important because I drop it as a nugget, but you somebody that's found success in that. You said the same day you met him, he posted you.
Yeah.
You said you took initiative and had people that was going to pull up for you on his page, and you always get people to pull up for you. Mm-hmm. Like, all of these things are important before you start demanding shit.
Yeah, facts.
Or thinking that you deserve shit.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Like, the sense of entitlement, and you from the Bronx.
Yeah, I feel like I created hip hop. I did.
Like, that's, you know how we give it up? What we talking about?
Yeah, like, don't forget. I
don't
care.
You know what block I'm from? Like,
definitely from Sedgwick.
Every block
in
the Bronx, though, it's probably every other block that probably got somebody that's like some at this point between the old and the new.
Yes, the Bronx is. Shout out the Bronx music. The drill scene is crazy, and everybody on it, and everybody got. It's like a lot of talent. I just wish that it kind of shifts the direction. But at the same time, shout out to them for still doing it and keeping the Bronx alive.
You know my dream for drill rappers? is to invest enough time in it to where you develop as a real artist, as a complete artist. Not saying drill isn't an art, but saying, like, we want to see you become Dirk.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We want to see you start playing with different sounds. They we want to see you maybe get on an Avril Lavigne joint and tear it down and shake a leg on that. You know what I'm saying? Get sturdy to that.
Yeah.
But, like, I think that at some point, you start noticing, oh, my voice is an instrument. And just like Lil Baby during the bullshit, when he dropped one of the biggest records we ever seen, one of the most monumental records we ever seen, we see certain street niggas take a sense of responsibility and give you something you can hold on to.
Yeah, you need the substance. Saying?
So I just want them to stay free and stay alive long enough to get to those points.
Yeah, facts.
I'm not mad at them. They trying something. Mm-hmm. Hopefully they got the right reasoning behind them, and if they do, I want them to be able to grow within this shit.
Yeah, that's the key. Grow free. Yeah. Because it's not cool to do it just to set yourself up for a sale.
For failure.
And set everybody else up, you know. And you really could have had your moms and everybody out the hood, but you wasn't patient.
You wasn't patient. What they say, every MC that's worth his salt employs at least 5 to 10 people from the hood when they get on. You know what I'm saying? There's a young producer that didn't have opportunity. There's all type of people. There's promo. There's, you know what I mean? There's digital. There's all type of people that come from your neighborhood that you could put in a position to win just off of you. And that's before you become anywhere close to a number one hit. That's just getting some momentum and being able to do the thing.
It's a lot of people. To be an artist, it takes a lot, and I'm gonna just talk on the finances because at the end of the day,
that's
you need people to you need people to run certain things for you.
Yep.
Like, you could cut corners. You want to be an engineer. You want to produce. You want to be a videographer. You're still gonna need somebody to take some kind of shots for you. But all right, whatever you want to do yourself, you want to be a marketing genius, you still gonna need somebody else to elevate what you're doing, and they're not doing it for free. And if you want it at that, if you're independent and you want it at that real, like, you're about to break, you know, when you really see people everywhere, it comes with a price tag. I don't know what it is for you. I barely know mine. But I know that every play, though, it's making it happen. Yeah.
Yeah.
Making it happen. Not every play, but if I ain't paid in finances and money, I'm paying it with time.
But you independent and you're an artist, so every rollout ain't the same for you. You're not just another thing on a board in your mind. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, all right, if the last joint was 10 grand because we wanted to do this, then the next one might only be 5 because the vibe ain't even that.
Hmm.
But I gotta still have an extra 2 just in case. You know what I'm saying? Or this one might be a dub because we gotta step it up another level. But that is not somebody that's in charge of your career saying, well, this is what we have and this is his value and he gets another 10.
Yeah, facts.
You see what I'm saying? It's not. That's why when you say, well, I don't even know my number, because it fucking shifts.
It definitely does.
It shifts because unless... When you say marketing is everything, then everything should be separate, right?
Yeah, everything is separate. So marketing, promo, and then like...
But I mean, every project has a different marketing scheme. I'm not going to run every play the same way. Yeah. And I'm trying to learn every time.
Facts.
And I'm building relationships. So some of the stuff I paid for last time, I ain't got paid for this time. So now I can buy some more stickers.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I'm just talking from a general perspective.
Stickers work.
Stickers count.
Lighters work.
Lighters count.
Cups work.
You know what I'm saying? Glasses, rolling trays.
Work.
I mean, shit. Like, I put my name on everything that I like to touch. I'm waiting for Puma to let me put my name on something.
Listen, put the S, you know what I'm saying? A little symbol right there on the bottom left. You good.
I keep it G. I shot a Puma campaign at one point.
Nice.
I did. I got all the way to the point where he's about to make the song for it. But the plug we had felt like they fell out with Puma.
Yeah, so everything that was everything under up, him, the gotta photo go.
Shoot, the,
gotta
all go. Of that shit.
I loved it, but I don't like him, so bye.
It was just like, now how we gonna get it through? And it was like the energy left the room. But I'm still on it.
You know what's something else too, man?
Somebody tag Puma.
I'm dropping another secret, man, because 2024 is a real new brand, and that's why October coming. We dropping Easy 9, October, September, one of them two. Dropping Easy 9. And then we're going to really focus on branding and getting the network out there, De Niro's world.
You gonna do pop up shows in shops?
Pop up
shop. Y'all city love that shit.
I'm going places. Like, I got some I'm working on out here. I'm not just out here doing nothing. Like,
I want to. You like, told me you, while you out here, you got some things, and you might, you gonna catch up with me tomorrow too.
Yeah,
I actually got something else I gotta shoot for you tomorrow too.
Okay.
Yeah.
What time? Well, we talking
it's
about
it's before the other thing.
All right, copy. Yeah. Say less. Say less.
So either way, it's something to do. And even if nothing, I kick it with you too. Whatever. But that's what I respect. You go places, you get it done. It's the same way. Like if you do shipping.
Mm-hmm.
You get a cargo going, you get a cargo coming.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? We ain't wasting no gas.
Nah.
So if we out there, we gonna get some business done.
Have to.
And you got to. So you said you made an Atlanta run.
I made the Atlanta run. Shout out the Off the Porch. Shout out to the Purple Shell.
Shout out to Off the Porch. Y'all making noise.
Yeah, nah. I'm definitely gonna spin black. And we spin it back to Atlanta, man. Shout out Boozy Boss. Shout out fucking DJ
Bougie.
Scream. Now I'm saying, and I was out there with my guy Smitty because talk was cheap, and I definitely laid it down. King Streets, you know, he was on the mics too, so it was a networking thing. Like, it's always respect. Thank God, I'm a knock on wood for that. Like, whenever I get around certain people who's at a certain level, and I'm just doing it where I'm doing it, it's always like, nah, I lock in with you. Like, you valid, hit me with some work. I gotta focus on myself first. Like, I see myself as the commodity, no matter who got signed first, who made it where first.
What, when you go to Atlanta and you're a Bronx nigga,
mm-hmm.
and you still look young.
Yeah, like, I mean, I try.
You know what I'm saying? You looking like you still with, you still got a good jab.
Yeah.
So, like, you go to Atlanta and then you give me your style. Your style is a little reminiscent and it's swaggy. It's a balance. Mm-hmm. What is their response? What do they say about how do they catch it? So, do they isolate you in a box? Because all us Philly niggas get put in a box. And we don't all sound the same.
I don't think I get put in a box, and I'm going to tell you why. It's just because nobody really from New York is rapping like me.
It's a balance of two different New York styles.
But
I hear.
I try to balance myself, and I like, music is fun to me. It's therapeutic, so I will go when I got some Jersey drill shit. I'm not dancing and shit, but the beat is, you feel me?
I got reggaeton and dembo songs.
We need to really talk because I need those songs in the.
I need
those joints in the bag because wherever I go, like, I soak the energy of wherever I go, in the country, out the country.
I got some dope folks. I put you on.
And that's the vibes that I like to make music that reflects my life.
That was the foreshadowing of Afrobeats and what reggaeton is now. Like, when I did them joints was around the time of All The Way Up came out.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
A few years back. But it was like, yo, the shift is coming.
Oh, it's here.
And now it's full-blown get down and get rolled over.
I'm kind of mad we talking about this, and then I got to promote this, and now everybody going to see that. Because that's really...
That's what's happening?
That's what's happening. Like, don't worry. Like, don't worry about...
Time. This ain't going to be out for a few weeks.
Yeah, nah. Don't worry about, like, what's going on with the projects and stuff. Because, like, I'm probably on... It's the 8th month. I'm probably on, like, my 6th feature dropping for the year. Because I am still on a feature run. I still drop verses for particular artists. You know what I'm saying?
Even
if you got
you
that back... I want to shout out Notes 82. He got a project. I want to shout out Maserati Money. Ooh, that's another one. I want to shout out Know It All. 777 about to drop. Coney Brooks 855. I don't know why they got all these numbers. Like, it's like some like street addresses and shit. But those the Barbarians. Shout out to them.
Shout out to them.
Oh, I'm on another number 750. Shout out to Black Shidori. Now I'm saying, and it goes from networking from Twitter to being in the streets, meeting people or in these events or Instagram and just being real, just standing behind my words.
Now speaking of the numbers and speaking of being real.
Mm-hmm.
I heard something on the record.
Talk to me.
I got locked up the first day I became Crip.
Yeah, that's real. That's real. December 27th, 1999.
So when I knew you, you was, you know what I mean, right? You was on already.
Yeah.
A lot of y'all was the same shit or niggas was different shit?
Nah,
because it was a lot of y'all.
See,
so now I'm looking at y'all different.
It's cool. You should. Because everybody from New York at that time, 02, was blood. Nobody wanted to be Crip.
So all your homies was blood?
Everybody from the Bronx was a, everybody from that New York clique was a blood affiliate.
Yeah.
If they was not blood, that ass. And that's why you see me, like, look, we all cool. Like, we all cool. I go chill with they, like, in their house with their parents, yeah, like, after, nah, after real shit. And all that. But, nah, everybody was blood.
So what happened, man? How you got booked for fucking they sent you on the mission
I did not get sent on a mission. I like the fact you said that. Let's set the record straight. And it's not because I'm extra tough. I did not get sent on a mission. The mission presented itself. And it happened.
An hour later?
Not an hour, bro. It was like, yo, you keep asking. You really, yo, why you keep asking? Boom, 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 boom. It's going down.
Y'all was really giving it up. It's a, what's the name? Pop Smoke video like that.
Yeah, but listen, this is before... Bro, this is before it was cool.
No, I know y'all older than him.
Nah, like, there was only a couple even hoods out there. This is back when, like, the Seps was out there, like...
So when did this shit come around? Like, bro, how old was you when it became a problem?
I was... People was getting sliced in their faces from, you know what I'm saying, on Halloween or random stuff, like, 98, 97. So back with 16. Rough Riders. You think about DMX was coming up and all that. And my neighborhood just, well, I was dealing with some Spanish people. They wasn't really dealing with them like
that. So you 16, 15?
Yeah. Facts. Yeah. I just turned 16. This is a couple weeks before.
It's funny, because as soon as we start talking about this shit, your whole demeanor changed.
Nah, cause, you know...
You start talking out the side of your mouth.
I got caps, you understand me? And
I'm just putting you on.
I never... When I'm at my job, they don't believe these stories. And I don't want to talk about this. I mean,
we're not glorifying nothing, but you my man.
But this is what I live.
And you grown now. You doing bigger, better.
I don't need to glorify, but this is what I live. But yeah,
so we ain't doing that.
I could talk to whoever I need to talk to, whoever I have to talk to.
From a real space. And see, like, this is the thing. I'm from Philly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we probably the city with the least of that worry. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, on some real shit. And it's shit around, but it ain't like that. But at the same time, we don't need that to respect you as a bull.
Facts.
So I always looked at you as a bull without knowing that you was a cool.
Like, everybody was doing the cap of coal and the ski weed. I was being ignorant, going cold rip, like, on campus. It was ignorant. Yes, y'all, it was ignorant. Wilding. Yeah, I was... It is what it is. I'm glad most of my people are here to this day. I'm glad everybody who I set free to my album is free.
No, because I was ignorant, bro. We was in the pool at Morgan one time, and we was fucking dunking motherfuckers yelling brat or some shit like that. And some little motherfucker swam over to me and was like, yo, where you from? Like, Philly. You know me. I'm like, man, we from Philly. We don't know. Like, it's like when Gilly be like, he got approached for the GDK shit.
Yeah.
Like, that's Gilly the Kid. Gilly you know what I'm saying? But when you go to somewhere else, niggas is like, whoa, Kimusabi.
Yeah, because everybody else wasn't, they got that pass.
We don't be giving it up like that.
I love Philly. You understand me? Because that messed New York up. That messed the streets up. I can't even hold you. It was a time in my life where, just because of a color, I wouldn't even, like, it would be a dub.
But how do you get to college? Because niggas say it make it hard to go to high school.
I mean, yo, it's funny because I was going to I went to a private high school, but I went to high school in one of the biggest blood neighborhoods.
Exactly, I knew you was going
to say. In Edenwood, like, and I had the crates on my Wallabies. I had the little beads, the blue and gray beads on my Wallabies and shit. I can't hold you, like.
He was flexing.
But I got caught up in situations. I got my one-ups in situations. I learned how to move accordingly.
Respectfully.
And respectfully. I also had some homies from the other side too.
And we all know who don't give a fuck about respect if we need it. But so the first time that you got, you know what I mean, what was it for? What was the charges?
It was assault with a weapon and blah blah.
And this is as a juvenile.
Disorderly kind of, yeah. It's probably the first time I see my mom cry. On some mean mistakes.
And you felt like a nut.
I felt the way. I didn't feel like 100% bad, but I felt the way. But then when things turned out the way they turned out, I was back, like, all right, go to school, but nah, Just don't get caught.
Yeah, yeah. It is what. Sometimes it is what it is.
And it don't get caught.
You know me. I'd be the last motherfucker to tell you that.
That was bad. I was trained to go.
I would be a stone cold hypocrite to tell you that it ain't what it is sometimes. No, but I mean, it was funny because I heard that and I'm like, that's ironic as fuck, bro. That's ironic as hell.
But it was those school things and me being cultured, me seeing that. Because remember, I was thinking everything. I was in my mode already. I was the top dog in my head when I came out to Philly. I don't care what y'all doing. I got humbled some sort of way. Dealing with y'all, my roommate was from D.C. and he put me onto this down south stuff and he's like, nah, chill. Like, you talk about, I got the joint on me now. Like,
yo, them D.C. niggas was reckless.
And then meeting some Baltimore people, getting into issues and then meeting some real people like, yo, nah, bro, I could have robbed you, but you was cool, so... And it was just like, bro, God has protected me in some sort of way that I could tell this story. And hopefully, I have changed lives and I will continue to.
Let me tell you what I remember from going to homecoming last year. I remember a bunch of people telling me that they salute me and they proud of me and all of that, right? And they see what I'm doing, which was dope as fuck. Like, it felt like my birthday.
Fire.
It was like, I didn't even know y'all was paying attention. You know what I'm saying?
Facts.
And then... somebody pulled me to the side and he said, bro, I was just talking to my girl about you a couple weeks ago. Now, we went to college together. I don't know who your girl is. She might be one of the chicks that we went to school
and
with.
We,
so I don't know what time you on. So I'm like, what you mean? He like, no, I got a little, you know what I'm saying, shorty, she younger. He like, and I be trying to explain to her like how the world work. And he like, I used the situation with me and you as an example. And I said, what you mean? He said, remember, me and you ain't fuck with each other. And we had class together. We didn't have a direct issue, but our teams did. So it was really on site type of, you know what I mean? So we were sitting in class basically like this. Like this.
Yeah, nah. Shout out my man Kevon, man.
You know what I'm saying? Yo. You know how you give it up when it's like that? Because it was like, we in Baltimore. It was dangerous. Anyway, he was like, at one point or another... we just both looked at each other and gave each other the... like, it's cool. And we've been cool ever since then, right? Not somebody that called me, but somebody that always had respect. He said, and I was explaining it to her, like, everything ain't everything, whatever, whatever, whatever. He said, but I learned a lot from y'all. And I said, what you mean? He said, bro, I'm from Brooklyn. I said, yeah, I know. He said, no, dog, I'm from Brooklyn. Like, yeah, they wild where I'm from. Like, he gave it up wherever he's from. I forget exactly where. He like, but when I met y'all and went through whatever we went through, he said, I went home and cussed all my homies out. I said, what you mean? He said, man, I told them niggas they was fake, man. He said, them motherfuckers ain't even riding for nothing. They riding for bullshit. He said, the way y'all give it up, y'all be on, like, and I'm like, that's crazy. And he was like, bro, like, I learned from you. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's a grown 40-plus black man telling me I just talked to my girl about you and it wasn't nothing crazy.
Facts.
I'm like, yo, this is wild, bro. And I know his name, but I'm not going to put his name out there because there's a private conversation. But it's like, we was at that point in our life, man. Like, things could have went either way and we wouldn't have had the cooler head or realized what made more sense. Or, you know what I mean? What opportunity we had while we was out there.
Facts. Because, and this is what I'm leading towards with the music. Because I set my albums up or my projects kind of like Star Wars. Like, and it's chronological, but it's not in the same order.
Right.
I want people to be able to dissect all of the bullshit. Like, we don't need to worry about those little beefs. And there's reason. You got to look at yourself. You got to be a man to look at yourself. And it might take some tears from some of us.
It takes some accountability for sure.
It's going to hurt, but we need to start doing it now because we only getting further and further away from all of our goals.
But you know what?
Music going to change it. That's how I feel.
I encourage any of us that if we have a story like that about somebody and we run into them or we could DM them maybe, share it with them.
Yeah.
Because that'll get them the opportunity to pass it on. They'll see somebody that they learn from that is not enough to just learn from. They want to acknowledge it. You know what I mean? Yeah. And then that'll give people more incentive to share more good energy. Mm-hmm. The same way that people say, yo, I see what you're doing. Yo, keep doing your thing. Everybody that says that to you makes you want to put another hour in the booth or a couple more dollars to the mission.
Fact. If I don't have nothing positive to say, I'm not gonna give no negative. That's another thing with me. Like,
you can't rely on it. You gotta balance it out with giving a positive.
Yeah. Listen, I will give nothing before I give a negative. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But I come from a positive. That's even me coming from a positive point of view because I don't know how to say it at that time positively.
Right.
And that's just me being human.
That's awareness. That's awareness. That's fine. But once we can identify things, then we just responsible for working on them.
Yeah.
We ain't got to change nothing tomorrow, bro. Yeah. Because at the end of the day, the things that we're doing are for the right reasons.
Yeah.
And our mentality on certain things are going to shift. They're going to shift.
Not for everybody. They should, though. For the ones who are aware.
Well, I feel like once you get... For a lot of the black men that I talk to, mm-hmm. once they got around mid-30s to early 40s, the introspective part kicked in. The accountability part kicked in. Not so much maybe for what they did now, but for what they did to get them there. Or for what when they bumped their head and they blamed somebody else for why they bumped their head. And maybe, you know, you shouldn't have went.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? You should have got out the car. You see what I'm saying?
Damn. You put something in perspective. But yeah, you're right. You're right.
So it's like, I feel like when we get around this age, and it's crazy because we're judged as grown men at 7, they just locked up a young man for taking out trash at his own crib.
Damn.
And, you know what I mean? And his slippers and basketball shorts. It's just like, so like, and he was 12, I think. But it's like, when we get to that point, we dangerous. Like, we lost Pac and Big before 30.
All our greats we lost before, like, going back to Martin and Malcolm. Everybody die young. The good die young.
The ones on my block. The people I love. The reason I got this on my arm is because I refused to get everybody's name on my body. It was depressing. Mm-hmm. So I got the block. You know what I'm saying? Lost a lot of good people that never made 30. That was my old heads. I got to the point where I figured out I was looking up to kids my whole life. Like, not my whole life, but up until that point.
Like, to you where died I surpassed at 26. The age you died that they at 24. Was. Yeah. Like,
I lost from... I had a homie get killed unjustly by the cops. Never got looked into. Young. I had a homie die from diabetes. Old head died from diabetes. Young. Old head died from colon cancer. All before 30.
Damn.
You see what I'm saying? Damn, like one block. And it's more than that. But I'm just talking about the things that stick out from like the range of things. They're like, oh, nobody shot him.
Mm, yeah, I feel you.
You know what I mean? He wasn't in the mix or something like happened. Beef.
It wasn't like
he was. Yeah, it wasn't like that. It's like, I'm talking about people was dying from grown man diseases or like the things we fighting tough. Against now.
Yeah, that's tough.
And it was like, I'm about to go to college or I'm freshman in college. Yeah. So a lot of what y'all used to get from me, a lot of energy, I was stressed out, bro. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, I lost 30 people in 4 years. Shit. Starting from my senior year in high school.
That's tough. Yeah, that's...
So it was like, when you met me, I was in the middle of that.
Damn.
Think about it.
Trying.
Trying to be productive, trying to protect squad.
Yeah.
Trying to, like, not have a baby. Everything that you do with college.
I got out of college without a baby.
Me too. I ain't got one now.
I got one now, man. Shout out to him.
God bless him.
Yeah, man.
How old is your son?
Three and some months right now.
So what sport are we pushing on him? Soccer?
Actually, right now, I'm going to get him into martial arts. I want him to focus on his mind and his coordination.
You know they can get nice by the time they 5. I seen it on YouTube.
I can't hold you.
Don't push yourself.
I was a black belt by the 6th grade.
In what?
American karate.
I took taekwondo. And then I got
Yeah, that's the real.
We got into some racist shit. But I was doing good. And I had to stop going to that. It got to the point where my mind was cool with my cousins bringing me to the next practice.
Gotcha.
Type shit. Like, it was about to get bad in there. She was like, why are we doing this?
Yeah. Yo, that's funny.
And my mom ain't even one of them. She one of them, but she from there, but she be trying to be cool. And this is one of the times she was like, it's cool. Next week, we just go bring your cousins with you. Shit. And I was like, wow. Because it was three brothers. Mm-hmm. And the youngest one was my age. And yeah, it got crazy.
You know, that's why I learned my self-confidence. That's why I learned that size don't matter. I had a lot of interest in...
That was my biggest problem.
Like, at that time, I didn't... and you know what it was? And
size,
you know,
don't matter.
And this is what it was, too. At that time, I didn't understand death. So, me fighting a dude that was bigger than me, 2 years older than me, it was just about executing what I had to execute, whether it was a choke move or we were sparring and I just had to get more points or whatever. And that kind of stuck with me. I learned about death and all the other stuff, the dangers of life. But at that age...
No, that's how I was giving it up.
And I was quiet, humble, little stocky.
So that's how I was giving it up. I turned out the dressing room, and that's how they found out there was a problem. Because I didn't care that it was three of them, but none of that. And it was crazy because I only found... I was coming to the defense of another black boy that just was pussy. Basically, like, he just was letting them crack black jokes on him. And I'm like, what's... So it's like, no, I learned that from that, too. And I think that's smart. I like that. He said, I'm going to start with martial arts.
You get the hand feet. If you could do little side kicks and all that coordinated... Then we could work on catching.
And it'll last you a long lifetime because it becomes muscle memory at a certain point.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You're always going out of...
Yeah, I need that. Like, we can spar like when you feel away, like at any time. I like that. Like, it keeps me young. It will keep me young as well. So.
Nah, that'll be dope. That's fine. So besides that, what do you see in your son that stands out as a characteristic for you that's like, that's interesting or that's me?
He likes to learn.
Oh, word.
Like, he could tell you the planets. He could name states by shapes.
Oh, he gonna go to school in the sixth grade.
Yeah, my son is aware. He could see and he's cognizant now. Yeah, once he gets those sentences together, the next couple months is over.
It's about to be a rap.
Yeah, it's about to be a rap. Like, he could talk, but it's about to be a real rap. But probably next time I'm in Philly, like, he'll be by my side. He'll be on my hip. That's my
dope.
That's my little guy. Hopefully, I could really have my little guy. That's
what it. You call him? What's your nickname for your son?
Lenny. His name is Lennox. His mom from Lennox, so she wanted to name him Lennox. You know what I mean? But
you got the most gangster parents.
Listen, I wanted him to be the fourth, but don't worry, the next one gonna be the fourth. You feel me?
Man, my son after the half.
Yo, that's really, I love Lennox like a Harlem cat. That's some balls. I got some balls. I don't. God help me somehow. I mean, if y'all like it, support.
So what's your son's favorite song of yours?
Focused. Focused. I got a video of him jamming the Focused. When it dropped, that was when I was out in DR.
Shout out. Was it immediate when he first heard it, or is it one of those things that, like, out of all of them, this the one he always...
Now, I'm going to keep it a buck with the listeners. Unfortunately, I was not in the household at that time. But, so, I guess it was just a video I saw. I don't know if it was immediate or not.
But you don't know how it grew, but yeah, you saw the video of him turning up.
Yeah, he was jamming. He sing himself,
then that's,
too.
Then that's the one.
Yeah, facts.
You know, they be knowing.
He on point, man. He does his own singing.
Focus is always gonna get an extra $50 promo on. Yeah.
He gonna be on the album. He gonna be on the album.
He executive not the producer,
he gonna be on the album. Nah, he's gonna be on the album. He's gonna just have some words.
He gonna have bars.
Yeah, he gonna have some words.
Dope.
You gotta tell him about
Inconsequence son on his Consequence. Yeah,
it's a couple. I'm thinking like West Side Pootie. You feel me? Like, I'm going.
Oh, Pootie.
Yeah, I'm going on that. You're. Lennox gonna talk that jazz. Yeah.
Yo, you are hilarious. So, who do you get a majority, or who are your producers? Because you named somebody that produced one track.
Zilly 900 got the next. He got Easy 9, the EP Easy 9. He's gonna produce all 9 songs on that. Beat Tenant from out in Netherlands. Skell Beats. Skip the Kid. Happy Art. That's my guy from Morgan, matter of fact, LS.
Oh, okay.
Bro.
I ain't know that.
Yeah. We got the concert series scanning the whole. Well, he got the concert series. I'm just like behind the scenes, just whatever they need.
Oh, we got a collab on something, bro.
Yeah.
We, you know, we do the live stream concert series for my joint.
So, I got we gonna talk we about gotta it,
figure
but
something out. Yeah, yo, let's meet in the middle.
Yeah, every month we've been doing it for the last 5 months, so it's.
Let us piggyback.
Yeah, that's dope. He's a producer on there. T on the Beat, shout out T on the Beats. He's another producer that I met online from the Bronx, and he's dealing with a lot of dope artists on the radio. And somehow they like my sound. So
how you met homie from the Netherlands online too?
I met him. Yeah, I'm go jacking for beats. I ain't gonna hold you. I'm gonna jack your beat, and then I am gonna lease it, or I'm gonna buy it, however I feel like my budget is. Where I'm gonna take the record. Now,
but you reach out though?
Now I reach out, yeah. I'm gonna give you that benefit of the doubt. Some people be stushed. Cool.
Some people be
I had a couple producers like that, like, all right, boom. And then some is like, nah, bro. Like, B Tennis said one of the songs he had, I made, it was one of his favorite cadences to any beat he made.
Mm.
Like, that's the shit that makes me not stop. Like, how can I?
That's heavy. I like that. So. When you send in some merch to the Netherlands and tell them to book you a show?
I'm going to the Netherlands in the wintertime because the tickets is cheaper.
Absolutely.
If you see me travel, because I found the deal. Yes, can I get a clap for that? I finds the deals. I'm sorry. I'm going to go out to the Netherlands sometime. Let's give me like January, February. And,
you got to make that move, bro.
And I'm going to bring Bright Boy Films with me. That's my traveling videographer. De Niro's World will be there to edit the video more than likely.
So Bright Boy Films ain't got no kids?
Nah. I mean, he do, but they grown. He a little, I'm saying.
Oh, my man.
Yeah, you feel
Ride
me?
Ride with my boy.
He's on granddaddy status, but that's...
Oh, he's a legend.
This is my guy, though, so...
He's a legend.
Yeah.
Salute to you.
One of my mentors, and yeah, he's definitely going to take the trip. Of course, you know, I'll make sure it can happen, and
yeah,
we film
time.
History. I like filming my life as we go along with these projects.
Yeah, we filming right now while we filming and filming.
While we going with these projects, I'm actually going to be giving more documentary style videos is gonna be
What if you had a vision for how you would put together these, it's like basically tour vlogs.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have somebody who has like who makes those that you would say yours would be similar to ideally?
A tour vlog?
Yeah.
Like if I go somewhere they'll put
if you like when you put a video together, you moving around, produced by your man,
mm-hmm.
directed by your man or whatever have you. Do you see anybody online that does that already that you're like, they do it well? In a way that you appreciate?
Yeah. Shout out to Hard Luck. Okay. Hard Luck from, I believe he's from Patterson or he from Newark. Shout out to Hard Luck. He, you know what I'm saying? I kind of got in tune with him through Smitty just on his page.
Uh-huh.
But the way that he markets certain things, it kind of like I'm proud of him. I don't even know him because that's what I'll be doing right now.
Yeah.
If I had certain opportunities.
Well, shout out to him.
So shout out to him. It's not too many people.
Cause like I watch for years I've been watching Day to Day from Wiz.
Mm-hmm.
Wiz do the Day to Day vlogs and it's basically tour, studio, whatever in between. You know what I mean? They debut a song on it.
I've been doing vlogs for a decade
yeah,
now.
Yeah, but it's like one thing that I was told when I first made my website, my old head said, who is the most popping rapper out right now? Say Kendrick Lamar.
Okay.
He said, what does Paige look like? Feel me?
I got that same conversation. Now, I didn't interpret what you were saying like that, but
that's what I mean.
Honestly, the artist that I'm looking at everybody, and I'm just making sure that my visuals or my ideas, because we don't share the same ideas,
no.
We don't share the same message, mm-hmm. and they're crispy clear.
Cause like you strike me as a West Side Gun type. Like the fashion matters, the direction, like the direct
editorial
matters. Like all of it is equal to you.
Yeah,
you see what I'm saying. Like, you know about West Side.
Yeah, come on. We just talked about booty, kid.
Right. But I'm just saying, like, you strike me as that. But sometimes we got to measure our template versus another template.
Mm-hmm.
Just to see, because you might actually have the advantage based on that.
So most of the people who I feel like are getting on right now, sorry to say it, y'all, I feel like this way to my run. I don't need like this is what I've been preparing for. This is what the Narrows World is preparing for. Not only do I have a mentor like Bright Boy Films, who's also Triangle Recording Studios, where I record at, so my visuals and my audios is at the same place. Dope. Plus he's helping me mentally. I have my own editing thing because Mr. Leonardo da Vinci, I paint pictures with words.
You edit.
I'm editing, yeah.
You editing the shit now.
Yeah, I'm editing. Like
this is edited by him, if you see it on his camera.
Last time, I just went to Costa Rica a couple weeks ago, and I recorded a video called Alone. It's just, I got mood music, I got everything, so, and I edited it.
So now you're touching on something else. You say Costa Rica.
Yeah.
Anywhere you traveled that you say, you know what, I could live here.
Mm-hmm. Colombia.
Why Colombia?
Medellin. Medellin. I only been to Medellin.
That's a song.
But I only been to Medellin. Son, my eyes are closed. I know I got shades on. I gotta let you know my eyes is closed like this. Look, Medellin. The mountains all around it is surrounded. It's not all the way built up yet. They're still gonna have more buildings, like
way more expansion.
It's crazy, the vibe, the culture. I love Medellin. I didn't even get to go outside.
You ain't stick out like a sore thumb.
I always stick out. Like I go every, and I go places. I went Dolo. Like I go like island hopping. EB out Dolo. I'm with a homie. Went to Brazil with a couple homies in May as well. That was dope. Brazil is America.
I know you be. That's why I asked you this question. Once you said Costa Rica, I'm like, matter of fact, you the perfect. You gonna have
my mouth pause, go the other way, like when I was talking about the gag shit, because this is real too.
No,
like,
this is the thing. Like we gotta live.
Brazil is America. Brazil is America. Is a country that's wider than or bigger than the continental United States. I think from south to north. And the diversity of colors of peoples, Afrocentric to the like. The Indians, the Christopher Columbus Indians, to the Europeans. It's crazy. And I didn't feel racism over there.
Mm.
In the Spanish-speaking countries I go to, I experience racism. Even though my money supersedes the racism, I've seen it.
Mm-hmm.
But, nah.
So, is that a goal?
Yeah, it's in a bar, too. Yeah, my next property is going to be in Medellin, Lord. Thank you. Yes.
I like it, man. Yes. This is how I like to hear black men talk, man. No, this is a beautiful thing because one thing for sure, two things for certain, I'm invested in you as a person.
Facts.
Out of entertainment.
Yeah.
You my guy. Facts. We ain't never had no issue.
That's a fact.
All we did was laugh at motherfuckers.
Yo, that's a fact, though. We always found a way to
laugh.
We used
to watch motherfuckers get their ass whooped. Like, together. Dang, like, that's crazy. His brother ain't helping him. You remember that one?
Yo! Yes.
That's crazy.
It's a lot of stuff.
Like, man. We see it a lot. And it's just like, so personally, I'm invested in you. So to hear you talk from a position of knowledge is a motherfucker. But one thing for sure, you said something that New York niggas always say. I stand out everywhere I'm at. I'm not mad at that.
Yeah.
I'm a Philly nigga. If I say Europe anywhere on a map, somebody going Europe back.
Yeah, facts.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it is what it is. Like, I'm good. But I always feel like if you go to high school in New York, you said you went to private school. I dig it.
Yeah.
But all your homies did.
Yeah.
So you understand the experience.
Of course.
I feel like you got to go so hard to stand out amongst thousands. Like, every school is 3,000 kids, it feels like.
Yo, don't get it
is
twisted.
Is that realistic
yeah,
or no?
My school still had, like, 2,000 kids in it. And yeah, you still had to make sure your kicks was, like, it's tough.
It's a motherfucker, right?
And I thank God for my mom. First off, my mom for not getting me what I wanted.
Be careful, your mic is on the table.
Pardon me. Yeah, I thank God for my mom for not getting me what I wanted. And I thank God for my grandma for getting me the certain things that I felt like I needed.
I had an aunt that used to supplement.
You understand me? And then the aunt and the uncle and stuff like that. Because it taught me you can't just get everything. And I still...
And you got to stand on your own no matter what's on your feet, right?
I still was cool. I always had it. I worked. I hustled, I worked, I found money from this way and that way. I bought all my clothes
for. But it's a real thing though, like being college. Out there in like in high school with thousands of people that every mind you, it's expensive to live in New York. So you in high school with people from get money to motherfuckers with nothing, and this is from elementary and middle school. It just feels like by the time you were in eighth grade, you gotta had a chain of the earrings or something.
Think about it, like you got somebody your age. Think about you right now, right? You say you don't got kids.
Right.
You got another human being you have to help keep fly. You understand me? Like, it's competition, but then the parents is even in competition.
That's why they fighting at the school.
It's not even about the kids no more. It's crazy, yo.
Especially in the social media age, you get wild.
Right now, we're in the best and the worst times ever in humanity.
Based on?
Best times, because when you look at history, we don't have to go through, like, for the majority of the world, it's not like a madman going around raising villages, killing people, going crazy. It's no crazy
bubonic plague. So we're talking about from primitive shit.
Like,
right.
Yeah, holistically. I'm a holistic person.
No, really. I'm with you. Yeah. I'm just, we got to identify
the Yeah, facts. So you got that aspect, but yet you got things that's so easily accessible.
Right.
That taints the things that is needed.
But it changes value systems.
Same thing. It taints, yes. Yes.
It changes value system.
Yes.
So what winds up happening is if you're somebody that came from 90 or before, it's hard for you to understand the direction that these new value systems are leading people into.
It's facts.
Because it's like crack just hit the scene. We don't know what's going to happen until 10 years go by.
This is how it usually played. This is how this country's played out.
That's how it works, right?
For us.
Always, because we're at the bottom. We're going to die faster.
Because we're not planning. And this is the thing.
Not because we're not planning completely. No, our progression is based on planning.
People.
Our catching up is based on planning. The thing is, we are still structurally held back, right?
Yeah, structurally.
Not an excuse, not a reason.
Facts, structurally.
Part of the percentage of the pie, right? Is that, right?
Facts.
So, like, there's a government, there's a mode of thinking, there's a whole ruckus building up right now because there's a bunch of people that felt empowered against us.
Yeah.
Right? So, that's there. But we could catch up faster with less disengagement and more engagement.
We need more engagement.
Right?
Yeah.
But it's levels to all of that. You need somebody to throw the brick. You also need somebody to bail him out.
Yeah.
I feel that's like, what we keep forgetting.
I feel like even the people with power in our community aren't doing that behind closed doors.
It's like when you go to court and it's like, it's my lawyer versus them, but they all going to lunch
together. They still eating, yeah. I'm having that issue with my lawyer right now. Mm. I'm out to smack him with a rack of three, like, yo, B, like, here, son.
It's wild,
get mad one time, like, yo, get kicked out of court. It's okay. We're going
to
come back.
It's like telling your coach to catch a technical so we don't have to.
Like, fat, yo, please, I already caught. I'm already. Like,
bro, if you check the ref, we don't have to keep fucking getting frustrated.
I caught one personal foul. I'm in the day and a penalty already, bro. Like, what you want me to do?
I heard that. I heard that. You funny as shit.
Hey.
So, one thing that I'm on, and we got the street sign in front of us. Shout out to my dad, my grandfather, my uncle that made that possible. Legacy.
Mm.
What does the ideal position when you leave or retire or escape to your island? What do you want to leave behind? What are you comfortable with? What makes you like, you know what? I done served my purpose, and whatever else I could do it from afar.
I know what I'm going to leave behind, which is what most humans desire and want. They feel like you should pass down possessions and physical things.
Right. Because you're already on that path.
But the most important thing that was passed down And I feel like you should take from everybody who passes away, but passed down, passed away.
We tried.
Would be knowledge. Person. Would be an ideology. That literally anything is possible. You can manifest and create whatever you want to. I'm not saying hocus pocus shit pops up. Mm-mm. But that ideology. Like, I just think of the world differently. We both see the same things, but I just think of it differently.
No, I like where you at with it. Give me a quote.
A quote? This is going to be a little controversial. It's not a quote, but more like... they say that I'm not a big Christian. I'm a religious person more than a spiritual... I'm a spiritual person more than a religious person. But the ideology of Christ rising again, I don't feel like it's physically. I feel like it's mentally. And once people realize that they have that potential, then that whole little Monopoly picture when we all got our backs on a Monopoly board and we stand up, that's when you stand up. But if you don't want to take that responsibility, which is the curse of this beautiful time period where the most humans are alive at one single time on this earth. Mm-hmm. The bad part is that we don't realize who we are in the mirror. I know who I am.
You know what I can say about who you are? I appreciate who you are. I respect who you are. I love who you are. And God bless who you are, bro.
Thank you.
You know what I'm saying? Because one thing for sure, two things for certain, you have a better understanding of yourself than when I met you. Facts. You have a bigger impact on the world than when I met you.
Hope so.
More reach than you would have had if you stayed in the path that we discussed earlier.
Facts.
For a fact.
Facts.
For a fact. Facts. You don't have to take you away for 15 years to come back and do that.
Facts.
Thank you. See God. What I'm saying?
Thankfully.
Yeah. And no shot at those who do. Shout out to Wallow. I'm from a city of an example of one of the greatest examples.
Facts.
But what I'm saying is, I respect you as who you are as a black man, and I appreciate you, and I wish you nothing but the best because you deserve it.
Appreciate it. We deserve it.
We win it. We still here to do this.
That's the thing. No matter what happens,
we still here to do this.
I won already.
I talked to one of the OGs from our campus a couple nights ago, and he was calling me for advice. That's a blessing, bro.
Facts.
Somebody that kept me alive and kept me sane back then is calling me now for advice.
Giving back what he gave you, kind of, sort of, yeah.
Bro, I mean, as much as I can. Facts. I'm going to be paying it forward for life. I lost too many. But that's my legacy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I don't know where that's going to go because I don't plan on stopping.
Yeah, facts.
You know what I mean? It's people that I owe the world to, and I can't give it to them. So until I can get the world got to get something from me.
That's a fact.
That makes sense?
And then, nah, it does. You got me actually thinking about my pops, man. Like,
talk about it.
It's a purpose. So along with the spiritual thing, like upon with my travels, like sometimes I go really to have fun, wild out. Mm-hmm. And then other times it'll be like, if you don't mind, I'll take another shot, too, because I was trying to, you know what I'm saying? I travel for the, like, I go to Mexico, not just to, like, I hate the beach in Cancun, but I love the ruins. Like, the Cancun beach is probably the worst beach ever. It's always seaweed, man. Shout out Cancun, Riviera Maya, Tulum, the club's fire. Y'all overcharge for everything.
You got a plug for the bud when you get there?
Nah, man, yo, listen to the balls, man. We get it past TSA, just breathe, bro.
Cause my first 2 days in Cancun, I ain't really eat.
I would. Now we want to talk about where good drugs are out of the country. Not to say that I do them, but I've seen them. Yo, Mexico, nah, no weed, bad weed.
Bad weed, bro. I found some Jan Skadaminski, you heard me? And it had to last me.
Aruba Curacao was okay. That's the ABC Island, so I clump them together.
Yeah. When you've been to Aruba, you've been to Baby Beach?
It was the two beaches.
Baby Beach is the one where no matter how far you go out, it don't get no taller than this table. And you can see all the fish. But on the other side of the rocks, it's pitch black.
If I went, I ain't go that far because I can swim.
Next time you go to Aruba, go to Baby Beach.
Copy.
Go to Baby. I don't know. Yeah, it should still be. Yeah, Baby Beach is a is a private beach.
What are the two main beaches?
No, it's a public reserved beach. The two main beaches is the one
Palm Beach and
Palm is the one with all the hotels on it. Yeah. Where the big slide is at.
That's what I was at one and then the other. I ain't go to Baby Beach.
Go to Baby Beach.
They bubbles I right, but Columbia, once again, where I wanna go, where the next property.
So when you went to Columbia, you was all gunplay?
It was good, yeah. I had a plug. I was lined up though, so.
So you was gunplay?
Yeah, it was.
Mm-hmm. Is it when in Rome?
Yeah, it was Rome. But I ain't wait, stop, because Columbia's Rome is different. I was
That's what I'm asking. That's what I'm asking.
I wasn't, but you know what's crazy though? They got some shit called Tusi.
That make you think,
bro. I really did gave it back to fam, like, yo, she just did
wow.
But I was like,
wow.
Yeah, nah, Columbia, it's different. It was different.
I gotta ask you something, man. Mm-hmm. They say there's no crazier place in the world than the Bronx and all of Florida.
Oh yeah, Charlamagne, right? Right. I preach that because he said it, and it's a fact.
How do the youngins how do you feel? Like, what's the are they giving it up like y'all was giving it up, and it's just being exploited? Or is it a difference? Like,
the amount of violence is similar. It is not the same because the beefs are different. Like,
people, that shit that happened with that young boy in the poppy store.
In the poppy store, that's New York City. Like, you talk about the Spanish dude that did like six other. That's New York City. That, unfortunately, rest in peace. Shout out to the family, because that was on a 180th. Shout out to my rock gang
guys.
Because
I know
there.
New York for structure.
Nah.
That was some wild, like.
But in
y'all
a way,
not on point.
In a way, I can't talk on the story.
On that. But I'm just talking about like when you start seeing stuff like that on a regular, and it's like, well, we didn't used to give it up like that.
What I see on a regular now, this changes the amount of gunshots that's going down, and it's just random, like off of school, blah, 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 and people are getting hit that's not involved. Like, that's what I do see, because it used to be a fact that you might get the pass if you would have served somebody, your kids, or your mom,
right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, it'd be
right.
Like, I'll
catch you tomorrow.
I'll even wait 30 minutes until you come back out.
It's like the Sunday juice on bottom on the wire. Like no,
you gotta have some kind of. But now it's none of that.
Respect. Now it's just don't come outside.
Like, I gotta laugh at the young insane SMD, because bro, like, I don't laugh anymore because they don't say it. But it's to the point where some of my associates growing up, and I was a bully on the court. I'm a bully, right? I felt like I'm that dude. And they getting in it. So my thinking is like, you know we playing, right? Start tapping it. Like, you know what will really happen.
And
right?
Now you just let me in your space, stupid.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? That's what you feel
no,
a little different.
It's like that scene from He Got Game. He's hitting his throat real quick. Like, bro, I'm that. Like,
I'm talking about people not even gangsters now. So now the youngins who really gangsters like we was gangsters is 100 times worse than that.
It's crazy, yo. It's crazy. That's why I told you thank you, and I salute you, and I appreciate you, and the man that you are, because you out there working, and it ain't easy. Hell. And people be like, people take a cop out. Mm-hmm. They don't listen to nobody. They don't care about no OGs. Which ones? Like, bro, did you talk to enough to realize none of them was going to listen to you? What's wrong with you? You talked to 20 young boys and none of them heard nothing? Then you a clown.
Expanding your horizons will help yourself. Like, stop being so selfish, and I'm talking to everybody out there, that you're just thinking that yourself and your world is everything. Take a step back. You will be a better person.
And you can be better to people. Because hurt people hurt people.
I realize that. Yeah, hell yeah. Her people. And if you don't realize
why did that turn into a party? Yo, nah, I love this guy.
Because if you don't
know, said, hell yeah.
I can't even talk about that. That was to the soul.
Hey, Scotch.
The stalker gonna watch it. Shout out my stalkers.
No, but before we get out of here, man, anything that we touch on that you want to touch on, anybody you want to shout out, anything that they should be following when they keep up with you, phone number, email, Instagram.
The Real Threads. Earn De Niro's on IG. If you type in Earn De Niro on any of your other social medias, I'm going to pop up. Or your DSPs, I'm going to pop up, Earn De Niro. Please follow De Niro's World 100, the number 100. Follow that on Twitter and Instagram as we shouting out all brands. Mm-hmm. We're going to get Sammy up there, too, man. When we pull up to New York, though, we got to get him in my home turf.
Whatever you want to do, but I can bring the whole setup.
Yeah, that's what we doing. Shout out the Monopoly Incorporated, mm-hmm. my newly legitimized label, TMI. I'm giving them TMI, you feel me?
I mean, like I said, this will be out in around the time of the project coming out, so you good.
And this is what it is, man. Shout out to you. Shout out everybody who's watching, tuned in.
Yeah, man.
The team, Smitty, fucking York.
I got to meet this Smitty. Smitty sound like a bad motherfucker. I might need you to sit right here.
Nah, that's... Man,
he like doing that.
Matter of fact,
I need you to sit right
matter
here.
Matter of fact, when I do Cosmic Kev, because this is going to happen. It's going to happen. When I do Kev, man, we going to pull up here to do something else here.
Let's do it. Let's do it. And if I got to pull up somewhere, like I said, all this breakdown, get down.
That's how we right network, man.
Ain't about nothing. That's what we doing, man. But salute to you, man. Once again, love you to death, bro.
Oh, man, my God.
Thanks for pulling up and hopping on the turnpike. You know what I'm saying?
Turnpike.
It's a blessing to have people that's doing dope shit, that's bigger figures, like all of y'all are just worried about what them this is doing.
Y'all can hit me too, man. I respond back. I like that. Producers, artists, you want to critique. I got people to critique on De Niro's World. It's for y'all, man. It's not for me.
This is Sippin' with Sammy. I am Mr. Flash and only the one and only Sippin' with Sammy. Sam Malone, Barstool Rug. If you ain't sippin' with Sammy, you ain't sippin' right. Please get your fucking life together.
I swear. This shit ain't easy, bitch. I need food on the table.
I swear.
I need food on the table.
Yeah.
This shit ain't easy.
Easy.
Believe me. I need food on the table. I need food on the table.
Get it or get low. You can get hit, yo, because somebody saw your trade, wanted your shit, yo. Gotta watch who you with, they wreck chasing, indirect hating, till they can replace them. Ruger from PH, uptown where I'm stationed. HB said, please believe me, you related. Making more than plates, focused on presentation. Summer saying, we coming to jam, no more waiting, nah.
This shit ain't easy. This shit ain't easy,
bitch.
I need food on the table.
I swear.
I need food on the table.
Yeah.
This shit ain't easy.
Easy.
Believe me. I need food on the table.
I
need food on the table.